Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This show is sponsored by Juan Welbeck.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon. And welcome to your weekly wellness roundup. It's still January.
Well, it's going to be January for a long, long time.
But that's okay, because we're bringing you all the happenings from the world of self-care, wellness news, TikTok trends. What's Gwyneth up to in 2024?
I mean, look, it's not going to make January any shorter, but it will put a smile on your face.
And it will give you lots of ideas of things to read, watch, and recommendations.
Practice.
That's the one!
Yeah, practice. You know, that thing that we talk about a lot. It's called self-care.
Do you know what we haven't done for a long time?
What?
Reviews.
Review of the week.
Go on, read them out.
We've got quite, we had quite a few.
How lovely.
I know.
How delightful.
Thank you if you're submitting reviews. I mean, we're always up for reviews. We haven't asked for them in a while, but please, you go to Apple, you scroll down the page, you go on Self Care Club, scroll down the page, and you'll see write a review. And it really does make a massive difference to our little show, doesn't it?
It does.
So this review of the week is from Podcast Forager.
Love it.
I knew you'd love that. And the subject is my weekly refuge. Lauren and Nicole's podcast is full of insightful chit-chat and has recently become the highlight of my week, especially on days that are harder on my mental health.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. I love that we're part of her mental health.
I do too.
And we've also got another one. Mm. It's by Steffi G101. The subject is fab podcast, huge fan with a heart. Oh, aww, great. We do love a fan.
Cute.
Gave it a shot after a friend's recommendation, and since then I haven't stopped. Self-Care Club has changed my view of podcasts, as I had up till now written them off. Oh.
Wow.
And then she writes in capitals, Lauren, a must listen.
Yes, Steffi G101, thank you.
Thank you so much. That's so kind, isn't it?
Fab.
Yeah, it's great. Let's talk about what's going up and what's going down in the world of wellness.
Well, we can combine that with what's Gwyneth Paltrow up to now, because she's given her what's hot and what's not list for January.
It's fantastic.
Let's share it.
Go on.
The Goop founder, 51, I love the way they always share her age, exclusively shared her list of what's in and out for 2024 with People magazine. The exercise has gone viral on social media, becoming a New Year's tradition. Okay, these are her ins.
So annoying that she makes it go viral and we don't.
She has a little bit more influence than we do. Okay, these are her ins. Peace, understanding, rest, and more alcohol.
I mean,
she said,
talk about a twister at the end. Who saw that coming?
Not me, but I'm there for it.
I'm not.
And
I don't think that's a good thing. Sorry.
Her outs are abject righteousness, not wanting to understand other people's point of view.
Oh, I love that.
And really big shoulder pads.
When were they in?
They were in. They had a massive moment last year.
It was a brief moment.
But it really reminded me of my grandma's in the early 80s. Like, they look like American footballers in 1983.
Trini Woodhull always wears shoulder pads.
Does she? Mm. But you see, I have quite broad shoulders, so I have never been in need of them.
I've got quite broad shoulders.
So it would be a weird look for us. And anyway, if Gwynny says they're out, they are out.
I didn't know they were in. That's how out I am.
Ha!
I don't know how I feel about her recommending alcohol. I really don't think it's a brilliant
idea. For her, that probably means like two thimbles of organic wine. That's it.
Well,
on a Wednesday.
Why more alcohol? Do you think she's just trying to be a bit
cool?
Yeah.
Just a bit in with the, down with the kids.
No, she's trying to be relatable. Mm. That's what she's trying to be. Mm. She doesn't drink alcohol.
I might bring back Tequila Tuesdays.
Oh, they were a thing, were they?
They're going to be a thing for 2024.
You're bringing them back?
Yeah, I'm bringing them back.
What are you going to do? Just sit and
just have one.
Cup tequila on a Tuesday on your own?
Cup tequila while I'm chopping dinner. I think like the cocktail hour is a great hour of the day. It's a time for just like, it's a point in the day when work is done, the evening is coming. It's a little like breaker.
Yeah.
You know?
I do. You don't.
That's it, really.
Okay. You don't need an alcoholic drink for the breaker.
I don't need one. But sometimes I would choose one. And do you know who I'm going to have that alcoholic drink with? Gwyneth. And you can stay home with your water bottle. That's how it is going to have to be.
Listen, I reckon if there is anyone here in this room that has more in common with Gwyneth, ain't you?
Well, that's if it's not all subterfuge. We don't know.
No, don't say such things. You're blaspheming now. Don't say such things.
I'm going to tell you what else is going up in the world. Ready? Okay, ready? Yeah. This is one for you. Drum boxing.
Oh.
Says what it is on the tin.
I don't like boxing.
I've never done it.
Will you box on drums?
Nope. It's described as brain fitness. It's in LA.
You said it says it does what it says on the tin.
It's drumming and boxing. Drumming and boxing. Drum boxing. It's created by a percussionist.
Oh, there's someone drumming and you're boxing.
You're drumming. John Wakefield invented it.
So who's boxing?
You are. You combine Latin and Afro-Cuban rhythms with boxing to challenge your brain and your body. So you do a bit of boxing, bit of drumming, bit of boxing, bit of drumming. So you're challenging your brain and your body at the same time in the same session.
Interesting.
I have to say, I would totally try this.
Can you imagine how noisy it is, though?
Very loud, but I really can see why it would be fun and stimulating.
Oh, I bet it was really fun. I bet it's good for a night out.
Yeah. Anyway, it's in LA, so we've got a long way to go.
I'm sure they'll have it here, drum boxing.
I hope so. Magnesium supplements and magnesium water.
Oh, my God. Magnesium is everywhere. Calling to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Searches have risen by 1,067%.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Are we getting on this trend of magnesium water?
I don't think it's a trend. I think it's just a supplement.
Are we getting on it? Are we taking it? Are we doing it?
What for? What
are you? I don't know. I don't know.
We're not trialing things out anymore. We don't need to do that. We can.
I might try it anyway, just for fun.
Well, you can and report back.
I might. Okay, what about the 90s trend?
Now.
Come on.
The overlining lips with a nude lip liner.
Yeah.
I have seen this.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I don't like when the eyeliner is much darker.
The lip liner?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't like when the lip liner is much darker.
You don't like when they do a really dark chocolate brown.
But I have noticed it on a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is a thing, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm-hmm. But I do like the outlining of the lip because you can shape them. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago. And I have been doing that since. Okay. And it really works.
Yeah, it does. Then so just to recap, in 5 seconds, you line your lips and then you basically blend them out with a fluffy brush. And it's the blurriness gives the impression of a fuller lip. That's the trend. But they're now saying like overline them. That's the thing for this year, apparently.
I'm into it. Are you?
I don't feel the need to make mine look any bigger than they already are. So, but I like the look of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And slow ductivity.
What is this?
It just says get your to-do list done without burnout.
It's
what
like
is it?
Slow productivity. Slow ductivity. Slow productivity.
Just
one task at a time.
I'm up for that. It's the language around it.
You
all.
Just don't like the word slow.
I don't. It really triggers me.
I know. And old age is going to be a problem for you.
What is old age? Yeah. And I've been very slow this morning.
You haven't been very slow. You've just not been like at breakneck speed.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's slow.
That's slow ductivity.
I don't like the word slow. Okay. It's something I really need to figure out. And also, yeah. Before we do the going downs,
yeah.
There's a lot of staying puts.
What's staying put?
Sound baths.
Yeah, they're going
gonna be
nowhere.
Massive.
Yeah.
In 2024. They were literally everywhere in all my research.
I mean, I definitely would do another one.
I would always do another one. We've done quite a few now.
And I really enjoy them.
I love them.
Mm.
I love them.
They are nice.
I don't think they're going to top the ones that we've had, though. I'd be very surprised.
It would be very hard to. We've done some mega ones.
Unless I had Adele singing over me.
Yeah, I don't think Adele is going to be in any sort of church hall doing a sound bath gong things anytime soon.
But who'd have thought?
She's currently in Vegas, so that's a bit of a step down.
We could go to Vegas.
What, and ask Adele to do a private sound bath session for us after she's done her packed out show?
Not after, that's a bit much.
Before.
That's a bit of a
warm up.
That's a bit of a cheek.
On a day off.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
She'd be well up
Let's
for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. She could sing, hello. It's me.
Would go.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So soundbars are staying put. Well, actually what they've said is that they're going to be massive in 2024, but I think they're staying put because in our world, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just getting more mainstream than they already are. Mushrooms.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
They're going nowhere. I don't think they should. And adaptogens.
Yes.
They're kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
I get a bit confused. So if someone's listening to this thinking, isn't that the same thing? It might be.
Yeah,
and I should know the difference. Isn't adaptogens...
Don't ask me the question.
How your body adapts to what you're putting in it?
Literally haven't got a clue. So can't answer you yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
Going down.
Going down. You're not going to be happy about this, Nicole. But it's true because I read it in the Sunday Times Star magazine.
Doesn't mean it's true. It just means it's one journalist's idea.
That is the Bible. Athleisure. It's going down.
It's athleisure.
Whatever the fuck it is, it's going down. Your athleisure. It's being replaced by luxe leisure. Do you know what that is?
Clothes?
Leather,
just normal
leather
clothes?
Leather joggers and cashmere hoodies.
I've got leather joggers.
But you can't work out in them.
No, of course you can't. So where's it going? So athleisure's not going anywhere.
No, so the vibe is look like you're working out, but in cashmere, but don't work out. Just look like you are, but you're very expensive. That's the look.
Right.
Okay.
I'm quite here for it.
Are you?
I've also noticed what is happening is that a lot of leggings now have a flare at the bottom.
Oh, no.
Right. So no. I thought, oh, no. And I've thought, oh, no, for a long time.
Yeah.
But it seems to be getting bigger.
That is going to get caught in your assault bike pedals.
Yeah. And I'm a bit worried about it because I don't want to change all my leggings to flared leggings.
Don't.
Yeah, but you know how like the skinny jean and sometimes when I wear a skinny jean, I still do and I feel a bit square and it's a bit like that.
I'm wearing a pair today and I put them on and I was like, yes, skinny jeans. And I was like, oh, no. I'm feeling very unhappy about a skinny jean this year.
Yes, because they're
gone.
They're done.
But I can't get rid of them.
I know, I feel the same.
It would be crazy.
It wouldn't. But it would be in line with what's happening in the fashion world, which we don't have to adhere to.
We don't.
Also, Insta renovators.
They are down. They are out.
Bye-bye.
Those people on Instagram who are like, look at the tiles that I bought for my downstairs bathroom. Here's my table that I got out of a skip in Suffolk.
Oh, no. I don't agree with that. That's not going down. What's Stacey Solomon going to do? You think her account's going to go dark?
She's not renovating her own home, is she? Is she? And if she is, I don't care.
Yes. That's what her account is.
Oh. I am overlooking.
What about Mrs. Hinch? What's she going to do?
She cleans. I don't want to look at anybody else's bathroom tiles
no
or shower grout anymore.
No, you got it wrong.
No, I haven't. Insta renovators. It's people who Instagram the renovation of their own home.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't want to watch
But that's
it.
Not what that's... You need. Do you follow any?
I do, but I'm getting rid of them because I'm bored.
Harsh.
Yep.
Stacey Solomon does some great stuff.
I don't actually follow her.
Well, then you don't know.
Okay.
But before you judge Mrs. Judgerson, why don't you follow Stacey Solomon and then you can report back on us. Okay, what else is going down?
Miso.
This is funny.
Bye.
Who said it's going down? Sunday Times.
Yeah, food supplement.
Well, I like miso on my salmon. It doesn't mean I'm not allowed to eat it anymore.
You've got to change it up for a different fermented paste with a name that is so unpronounceable, I could neither say it nor type it.
Why have I got
it
to
do like that? It was like gachagong.
Why? Because there's something better for me.
Yeah, there's a new fermented paste in town.
I don't eat miso just because it's good for me. It tastes amazing.
This is a new one. Tastes similar, but better for you.
Oh, and
come
then
it'll
on. Be another thing and another thing and another thing.
Get on the trendy fermented paste wagon.
And the leggings and everything else. I'm exhausted already and it's only January the 15th or something. Restrictive diets are also going down.
Good.
But that's only my opinion, not in the Sunday Times.
I'm glad.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm happy they are.
Well, I think they're just rubbish, aren't they?
Also, every diet is just basically restricting something, therefore you eat less, therefore you lose weight. Any diet, anyone you pick, that's what happens.
Well, no, then, well, they're not. Well, it depends if you're talking a diet or an eating plan. But we're going to talk about that a lot more on next week's show.
You can dress up a duck as ever you like,
No, it's not still a duck. What's... There is a big difference between an eating plan and a diet.
But we're talking about restrictive diets.
No, I know, but I knew where you were just about to go. Should we take a break? And then when we come back, let's look at some wellness trends for 2024.
Let's do it.
Hi Clubbers, we've written a book and we are so excited to finally be able to tell you about it. It's called Have You Tried This? And it will be released on February the 15th, 2024 by Welbeck Publishing.
It's the best of what we've learnt over 4 years of living and experimenting with everything the self-care and wellness world has to offer, all collated into one place, plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book costs you absolutely nothing, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
This episode is brought to you by One Welbeck Women's Health, a leading private clinic in central London.
Bringing together gynecologists, obstetricians and breast specialists, it's truly a one-stop shop for female health.
Services range from breast screening to pelvic floor treatment and everything in between, all carried out in a calm and relaxed setting that has been specifically designed to put women at ease every step of the way.
I had a routine mammogram there recently and I couldn't have felt better taken care of. It was a truly positive experience.
One Welbeck Women's Health has also launched a comprehensive menopause service, taking a multidisciplinary approach to managing menopausal symptoms through a combination of personalised medical treatments and lifestyle advice.
Putting your health first is true self-care. To find out more about this brilliant clinic, visit onewelbeck.com/women's-health or simply search One Welbeck Women's Health.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases, thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club. Here's a look at some wellness trends for 2024 according to leading experts.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know who these experts are, but just bear with me.
Yeah.
The vagus nerve stimulation. Now, we talk about the vagus nerve in our book.
Yes, we do. How are we going to stimulate it in 2024?
Huge then? Increase in interest from the wellness community in the vagus nerve and how simple stimulation of this cranial nerve can counteract the fight or flight response in our body. It's a crucial player, Lauren, in connecting our brains to our bodies. Simple stimulation of this nerve through deep breathing, mindfulness, and even humming or laughing has been shown to calm the body after the fight or flight response is triggered.
Okay, so things like laughter yoga, mindfulness, and breathing.
Breath work.
Yep. They would be good for this.
Another trend, mm-hmm. Dolce Far Niente.
It sounds very Italian.
It is. A wellness trend we're seeing and certainly encouraging in 2024 is what Italians call Dolce Far Niente, or the sweetness of doing nothing. You'll love this.
Oh.
Says Andrea Quadrio Curzio, co-founder of Spa of Wonders.
Oh.
Anyway, as a society, she says, we're overstressed, overscheduled and overtired. She is right, leaving little room for joy and wonder or open-ended self-care. I like this woman.
Okay.
We should have got her on the show. But we've begun seeing the pendulum swing in the other direction. We now aspire to achieve the work-life balance that Italians are famous for, and practicing doing nothing, clearing your brain and schedule is the first step on the road to true wonder and relaxation. I feel that they've stolen this from
Dolce Far Niente. I'm totally
into it. Feels
into
very
that.
Danish or Swedish.
No, it feels so Italian. I'm imagining being in a piazza and it's about 6 o'clock. Obviously, there's a small glass of wine and maybe a little appetizer, just a small
one. That's not doing nothing.
And you just sit in the cafe overlooking the square, just being. I'm totally into that.
Me too.
Nothing about Italy I don't like.
Me too.
The clothes, the men, the food, the olive oil.
But we have done this on the show. It's called Nixon. Dutch. Oh, it was Dutch. The Dutch art of doing nothing.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm more into it in Italy.
And this Blue Zones diet, I'm quite into this. You know what the Blue Zones are? They're like the healthiest areas in the world.
Oh, yes. Japan, for example.
Yep.
It's definitely one of them.
There's loads of them.
Okay.
There's actually a show on Netflix about it.
Oh, okay.
2024 will be the year when people start dieting for longevity with, I hate the word dieting, eating. I should say eating for longevity. Dieting for longevity.
That
it's
makes
a bad
a
word.
Big change.
It does, doesn't
because
it?
Diet says restrict. Eating says live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With more individuals adopting the Blue Zone diet, there is a tremendous evidence that people in the Blue Zones around the world live longer than average due to their diet and lifestyles. For example, in Okinawa, Japan, individuals have been known to practice Harahachi Bu, a concept which reminds them to eat mindfully and stop eating when their stomachs are 80% full. It's also called intuitive eating.
They just leave a little on their plate, always.
Do they?
Yeah. I've seen this. I actually watched the beginning of this documentary in Greece, I'm now remembering. watched it, yeah.
Is it good? I really do want
to
see it.
Yeah, it was good.
This doctor says that he believes that the more we study the habits of the individuals living in these blue zones, the more medicine will eventually prove the adoption of the blue zone diet and lifestyle is beneficial for mitigating disease and as a direct result for adding years to one's life.
So he was in this place in Japan and he was with a family and he watched how they ate and what they ate. And obviously it was quite a lot of fish and rice. And the other thing that was very interesting was that included in this dinner was the grandmother, possibly the great grandmother of this family. And she was very youthful and, you know, jumping up and down out of her chair with no problem. She was close to 100.
That's amazing.
They were playing this game where they were throwing rings onto like a stick. But it was also about the fact that she was stimulated and with the family and with the younger people rather than stuck in a home in a chair in front of the TV all day. So it was actually more about lifestyle and family and community as well as the diet.
I think they look at the Mediterranean as well.
Yes.
As places that they're all over the world. There's certain places in America as well, and they're usually quite small towns where everyone walks everywhere. They do their own cleaning, their own domestic chores. They're like bringing their own shopping back from the supermarket because they're carrying. They're just more generally active.
But didn't they also say that the one place in the world where people live longer than anywhere else is because they have a community? It's because they are not lonely, right? Loneliness is a killer.
Totally.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, there were a few others. Cycling. I mean, a major wellness trend will be cycle syncing, the practice of tying your health and lifestyle habits to your menstrual cycle.
Oh, cycle syncing. Yeah, that's that's not new.
No, I don't think it is new. But I have noticed there is more noise about it.
I do that intuitively, but also purposefully. So the week leading up to my period and my period, I try not to like go out to dinners or make lots of social arrangements. And then mid-cycle, I know that's always a good time for me to do that. And I always feel more like creative and buzzy and everything else.
Great.
So I think that's just sensible.
And there's things like spiritual hygiene. I really don't know what that is.
No idea. Never heard of it.
Really be bothered to read it. AI precision nutrition.
I'm not having my diet dictated by AI. Sorry, no.
I think it's basically like the Zoe app. I think there's just going to be more things coming on like that that just tell you exactly what, how you respond to everything.
Okay.
Right. I mean, look, the Zoe app's been very popular, so people are going to be jumping on that bandwagon.
Oh,
right?
For sure. For sure. Okay, let's get on to some recommendations. I'm going to give you some this week and then I'm going to save some for next week because there's so many. Okay, podcast recommendation. I've just started listening to it. It's called Mortal Sin. It's a new true crime podcast.
Oh, I need a new one.
Okay.
Will I like it?
I think so. I've only listened to one episode. Dawn and Nick are the perfect couple devoted to the church where Nick is the pastor. When Dawn is killed in a house fire on Boxing Day, everyone is devastated. But what nobody knows at the time was the dark prophecy that foretold it, and it is a podcast about sex, lies, religion and murder.
Is it a true story?
Yes.
Okay.
It's true crime.
I have to have true story. Mortal, I can't have these dramatisations. Yeah.
Mortal Sin.
Okay,
called.
Great.
Okay.
Give us a couple of book recommendations and then I think we need to sign off.
Oh my goodness. Before I give you the book recommendations, can I please say, if you're not watching The Traitors with Claudia Winkleman, please watch it. I just can't tell you how much fun it is. It's an adult game of wink murder. You don't need to have watched the first series.
Okay.
It's the best thing on TV at the
moment.
What's
wink murder?
Wink murder, that game you play as a kid where you have to wink at someone and then they're murdered and then the other everyone else in the game has to guess who murdered them. It's like that, but set in a castle in Scotland. It's great fun.
Okay, all
it's
right.
It's brilliant.
Lovely. Is it a good family show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fabulous family fun show. Okay, book recommendations. I'm reading so many. I'm just going to give you two.
Okay.
One, I'm reading My Name is Barbara. It's the Barbara Streisand autobiography. I'm not lending it to you, and I'll tell you for why. It's 992 pages, so it could be summer before I finish it, and I'm not sure you're going to get through 992 pages, and neither am I.
Do you know, I did not read one book on holiday.
What?
Not one.
I read so much over Christmas endlessly. It's a long book, and it could, in my opinion, do with a little bit of editing. She literally tells you the filling of every sandwich she's eaten since 1950s. It's extraordinary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's very long. But I love her, so I can't slag it off. And also, I've just finished reading The Midwife by Tricia Cresswell. It is set in 1830, and it is about a woman who is found alone and naked and near to death after a violent storm, and she has no memory of who she is and how she got there, but she can remember how to help women in labour and how to dress a wound and speak fluent French.
Nice.
And she puts her life back together and you figure out who she was.
Okay.
Good.
Great.
Book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
For those. We are going to be back on Monday and we are discussing the topic of being full fat up. No, I keep saying that. We're being full fed up, fat, broke in January. It's a really
uplifting show.
It will be an uplifting show. We'll do it justice. But we just wanted to tune into how everybody is feeling, so don't miss that. We'll be back on Monday. Hope you have a lovely weekend. If you want to leave a review, please do. You want to go and pre-order our book, please do. All the links are in the show notes below, and we will be back on Monday.
Bye-bye.